Another wonderful resource on the internet is called Craigslist.com. C-R-A-I-G-S-L-I-S-T. Craigslist.com. This is a place to find graphic designers, website designers, and a lot of other people at very reasonable prices. I highly recommend it. Now, I wanted to talk just a little minute about public domain, just a little bit more. I keep coming back to public domain. But this is just a reminder, this is information that can be used as is, used as a guideline to create your own unique material or combined from many different sources to create something entirely new, whatever you want to do with it. It's in the public domain for anyone to use free. Let me tell you about some famous fortunes that were made from public domain works. Many people have made comfortable livings repackaging and selling public domain works. Here are two of the most famous and successful. Walt Disney. That's right. The magic man himself took advantage of copyright-free creations to construct his fortune and bring joy to the world. A dreamer from childhood, Walt Disney built his billion-dollar empire of beloved characters, movies, and theme parks from a public domain source. The immortal fairy tales of the Grimm brothers. That's right. These wonderful stories entered the public domain, and Disney essentially copied them, changing a few of the characters' names and modernizing them, and rewriting for a happy ending, of course. What resulted was a magical world known and loved the world over, and plenty of profit for Walt. Ted Turner. Turner Classic Movies, TCM, Cable Network. It grosses millions a year in advertising dollars alone, and Ted Turner pays a fraction of the costs other stations must shell out in royalties and viewing fees. Why? Almost every movie shown on TCM is in the public domain. A shrewd businessman, Turner saw an opportunity to broadcast classic movies to a new generation and simultaneously turn over an enormous profit by breaking into public domain distribution. Enormously successful single projects based on public domain works have been launched with regularity and are still being produced and sold today. A few examples, Les Miserables, that's based on a public domain novel by Victor Hugo. West Side Story, based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Any of the several books and film versions of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, including the movie Scrooged, starring Bill Murray. The Wizard of Oz, based on public domain works by L. Frank Baum. We tell you all about how to access and use the public domain in our internet package and at our retreat. Another thing you'll learn about is the power of blogs. Blogs are the new kid on the internet block. That's right, blogs are simply people's personal comments on something or someone. Believe it or not, there are millions of people worldwide who are reading what others have to say about just about everything. So instead of a formal ad about your product or service, put your information in the form of a blog and send it out to thousands of websites. Then people read all about you and what you're passionate about all over the world, and they come to your website to check it out. Let's talk about some offline marketing strategies. Offline, of course, means anything that's not online. It's the way we used to live before the internet. How about direct mail campaigns? You know what these are? You purchase lists of qualified people that you want to know about your product or service, and you send out the information to them. Teleseminars. These don't cost anything. At freeconference.com, you can get a line and hold a seminar over the phone with many people listening. Usually you can charge about $20 per person, and you can record your call to use as product, then sell it as a CD on your website. How about copywriting? You're competing with hundreds of thousands of people out there. One of the best things you can do is to learn the basics of copywriting. Writing compelling ads that drive people to your website. Content that makes people want to know more. I've personally spent thousands of dollars learning how to do this at seminars. At our Million Dollar Workshop, our Million Dollar Woman Retreat, you'll learn the keys of good copywriting. But today I wanted to share with you some headlines written by some of the greatest copywriters in the business that cost their clients big bucks. Let's see what makes them so compelling. See if they grab you emotionally. Here's one. They laughed when I sat down at the piano, but when I started to play. Two, the secret to becoming a millionaire is simply using the right words. Three, do you make these mistakes in English? Four, how $7 started me on the road to $35,000 a year. Five, announcing the new Ford cars for 2000. Six, magic words that bring you riches. Another one. I was tired of living on low pay, so I started reading the Wall Street Journal. Another one. Here's how to have a long and healthy life. Another one. How I became popular overnight. Now there's 127 of these that we share, but there's just over the CD, using a CD, this listening media. I don't think you would want to listen to all 127 of these that we share at our conference. Let me read just a few more. How to lose ugly fat, an average of 7 pounds a month. How a strange accident saved me from baldness. The most comfortable shoes you've ever worn, or your money back. When doctors feel rotten, this is what they do. How I retired on a guaranteed income for life. Slash your letter writing time by 80% and write better letters. How to see or be a lovebird. How to feel fit at any age. How to beat tension without pills. How to make money writing short paragraphs. The secret of making people like you. Tonight, serve this ready-mix chocolate pudding. How to stop worrying. How to get rid of an inferiority complex. I lost that ugly bulge in 2 minutes. Have you ever had any of these 5 skin troubles? How I made a fortune with a fool's idea. To men who want to quit work someday. The deaf now hear whispers. Can you spot these 7 common decorating sins? To a mother whose child is 3 years old. Men who know it all are not invited to read this page. You're not too old to hear better. How to stretch your inflated money. Instant incorporation while you wait. How to make yourself judgment-proof. Will your scalp stand the fingernail test? The greatest Bible news in 341 years. To men who want to be independent in the next 10 years. At 60 miles an hour, the loudest noise in this new Rolls Royce comes from the electric clock. Do you see how all of these connect with some emotion that you have? They're compelling and they make you want to know more. Now, my friends, at the conclusion of this CD, let me add that I don't want marketing online or offline to overwhelm you. You can learn how to do this easily. If I can do it, you can do it, I promise. And if you'd like, the Million Dollar Woman team will help you every step of the way. This is Dr. Paula Fellingham. I've enjoyed sharing these thoughts with you. If you'd like to contact us, don't hesitate. www.milliondollarwomanconference.com or call 866-GO-WOMEN. That's 866-469-6636.